Graham, we talked about not converting chances for the last couple of games, but tonight you've put four away and come away with three vital points.
Three massive points, and fully deserved. And we've been playing some real good stuff, and we've created chances in other games. But you've got to keep believing it and keep getting in there, and they have done every single one of them. And I just thought we had a better competitive edge. Every ball was competed for with full blood, and that's what's got us on the front foot from the off, and score four goals away from home is very pleasing, and the players deserve nothing less because they've been superb.
And a really tough place to come as well.
Yeah, always a tough place, and Bury are a good team, and Dave's got a good team here. Given a goal at the start, not going to talk about it, but it was, because I don't want to take a shine off the players, but you know, to go one down to a goal like that is extremely disappointing. Then we get equal, then we go behind again, but the players' hearts and their energy and their belief in themselves and each other was there for all to see, and it was a superb performance.
Coming back twice as well after the disappointment of Saturday was a real test mentally for your players as well, and they've passed that with flying colours, haven't they?
Yeah, definitely. That's the thing, because it'd have been easy to think negatively, but they know they've been. You know, we've been talking to them about what we've been doing in games. We analyse every part of the game that we've played already. We haven't had the results, but we have played some good stuff and we have created opportunities, and we just had to keep on believing in that and keep getting the players into those positions, and that's what they did tonight, and they put themselves there to be shot at if they'd have missed it. But I told them yesterday, if they're not there, then they won't be in the team. If they're there and they miss, they will still get the chances, because I believe you have to take failure, you have to take the hits if you want to be a professional footballer and keep going, and that's what the players have done. And it's only three games in, but that was a fantastic win and fully deserved, and every single player has got a bruise in there. The cut will bleed in. That's what it takes to win games.
And Jamie Proctor scored today. You've made some changes. You brought him and David Ball in and swapped the front two around. Yep. And we saw a typically energetic performance from those two, didn't we?
We did, yeah. I thought Proc was exactly what we asked of him. He played up against the centre-halves. He ran in behind them. He challenged for every single ball. And he was a focal point for the team. And Ball, you know, he's had a couple of weeks to get up to fitness, you know, because he's missed a bit of pre-season, but we know what he can do. That's he plays superbly off Proc tonight, and but we know Jammer, Declan, Vamara at the minute is injured, unfortunately, but we know we can mix and match. You know, it's been tough for Jammer and Deck. It's their first time in League One. Jammer's been out for 12 months. Deck's just come down to England, so I just thought they were a little bit jaded. Brought Proc and Bully in, but these four or five will definitely get chances all this season. As if we keep playing like that and keep creating the chances, then these boys will score goals because we believe in
the system that you're playing three at the back with the wing-backs is creating plenty of chances, isn't it, up the other end, because we've seen the wing-backs piling forward, and Tyler Forbes has scored tonight, of course, from that situation. Yep. Is it a matter of learning the system, though, because, you know, not to take a shine off things, but you won't be pleased with the goals that you conceded, will you?
Well, listen, they've got two vastly experienced strikers, Leon Clark and Tom Pope, 6-1, 6-2, 6-3, whatever they are, physical handfuls, scored loads of goals over their league careers. So they're going to cause problems for anybody, and it was a battle out there. You know, with the back three ain't the biggest, Connor and Stevie and Danny, but they compete, and they'll put themselves on there. And it's a little bit, we are trying to change what we're doing. We are trying to be more expansive. We are trying to score more goals, but with that, you're going to leave yourself vulnerable now and then. But you know, we believe this is a way to go with our young players. We want to be an attacking team. I think the way we've played in the last couple of games has proved that. Tonight we've just justified the way we've been playing by scoring the goals.
That said then, are you at this moment in time short of a Nathan Pond, a dominant heading centre-half?
Well, you know, all the defenders that we have, they've all got different attributes. So, you know, for in the box, I think ideally you want big lads. You know what I mean? Because, you know, it's balls come in there in every game. And unfortunately, we lost Eggert in training yesterday to an injury. Obviously, Pondy got injured on Saturday, so we've been, we've been hit hard. But you know what, the three lads, especially tonight, they give us good composure on the ball. They give us good delivery, and we can play from the back, and that's what we did tonight. And it was just an all-round top performance. But you know, we remind the lads there's another tough game on Saturday, and we have to replicate what we did tonight.
Given Eggert's injury and Nathan's injury, you know, are you looking to try to short-term replace one of them?
It depends. We don't know the extent of Eggert's yet, so it depends how long that will be. You know, if it's only a week or a couple of days, I don't know. So we just have to see, because it only happened yesterday, and we're concentrating on the game today. We have to see how he is tomorrow and everything. But you know, we are where we are. I think the boys that play tonight, it'd be difficult to leave any of them out. So it's what we try to preach at this club, that if you put effort on the table and you fight for that shirt and you play well, then you keep the shirt. So you know, that's all the players have done tonight.
Just lastly from me, an update on Nathan Pond. Any news on how serious the injury might be?
No, because he's still got his boot on. I think he's going for a second X-ray either tomorrow or Thursday. So that's when we'll find out for definite. So you know, fingers crossed it's not something major, but we just have to wait.